I think everybody needs to take a hard look at, and sort of measure what's been already put out there versus where this effort is going. And you see a very partisan response on the Hill. There's an issue of the requisite body figuring out who has jurisdiction over this, from what I understand. There's still some questions as to who is going to do what.
Blah, 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 blah. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, droning on about Benghazi, saying, I'll answer any questions you have, but of course John Kerry was not in the thick of things when Benghazi was going on. That was when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. And the spin is on full tilt. Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney here at the helm. So this is the problem. And I read a story about this today, and they did use the word spin. And I thought, so Kerry says, I'm going to cooperate in this Benghazi probe. I'm going to do it. And then you have John Boehner saying, we're going to get to the bottom of Benghazi. And then you have Judicial Watch. They uncovered those emails saying the White House is hiding Benghazi documents. And now you've got a Benghazi panel that's going to have 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats. And then there's Jay Carney, who has been saying all kinds of different things when he talks about Benghazi. He needs to go back to his original notes and remember what it is he said when all of this happened. I mean, listen, there are legitimate questions about Benghazi. Even the Democrats say that. There are some legitimate questions. Why not answer the questions and let's go? But am I answering my own question? It's that where there's smoke, there's fire. And where there's fire, it's a rush to hurry up and put it out. So those 2012 Benghazi attacks, the light on that is not being put out any time soon. And some people say Jay Carney especially was like the Carnival Barker because he was the one who tried to come up with a fabrication to help the president's reelection. And he's the one who, at least with the news media, is taking the beating for this. I mean, you're the press secretary. You're the where the buck stops, in a sense, verbally, because every day, you're doing the press briefings, Monday through Friday, and then if there's emergencies over the weekend. So the press secretary answers what the White House is communicating. And to not get off the message, to answer questions from reporters, but answer them to not get the White House in trouble and answer things the way they don't want things out there. To put them, in other words, in the way they want it. This is the press secretary's gig. That's what they're the gatekeeper. That's what they do. So he denied last week that talking points given to the former U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice didn't specifically address the attacks that killed 4 Americans on September 11, 2012. And here it is, Judicial Watch. They just won't go away. They're like a thorn in the side of the administration because it clearly shows in the emails that the White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes advised Rice, now Obama's National Security Advisor, to focus on the YouTube video as the cause for that spontaneous protest that led to the assaults. I mean, listen, yes, there were protests in the area. Of course there were protests in the area, we know that. And then trying to say that the talking points talked about the protest at the facility and that the connection between the protest and the video turned out not to be the case, but was based on the best information they had and the facts that were the protest. It's just so discombobulated. So you have reporters like Jonathan Carl from ABC who is just hammering Carney day in and day out. So you know in your nooks and crannies what's happening every day. This, the press briefing, that's what's happening. What about the email? Why wasn't it released to Congress last year when all the others were turned over in a subpoena? Why? And Carney says, I can say it again and again, and I know you keep asking me again and again. The document was not about Benghazi, but it was about Benghazi. So now you have John Kerry, who's saying, yeah, subpoena me. Yeah, sure. Of course, I will answer any questions. But he wasn't involved. Even Senator John McCain, every once in a while, he throws in his darts, right? And so John McCain says that Jay Carney's destroyed his reputation with his explanation of the White House response to Benghazi. And he says, I've never seen anything like it. After 19 months, the emails concerning the priorities and the president's spokesperson saying it had nothing to do with Benghazi. It's reached a crazy new point. And what McCain's saying is, I know him or knew him as a pretty straightforward journalist, but that he's the one ripping up his reputation. And clearly it was about the talking points and it had nothing to do with Benghazi, absolutely nothing whatsoever. So the bottom line is this. Do you give two hoots about that? Well, you care about what happened to, I know it because I've gotten so many emails and you've called. You care about the ridiculous responses that happened in the wake of Benghazi, the throw it up in the air, hands up. Well, let's move on from there. Yeah, tell that to the ambassador's family and the three others that were killed. We're not going to give you a straightforward answer. Oh, we screwed up and we didn't pay attention to the pleas for help. And, you know, that's not even the issue here. But here was the talking points that were handed out. I mean, come on. Where did the points come from? Who developed them? How were they developed? What happened? What happened with the National Security Advisor when all of this was going on? Tom Donilon, that's who it was. Why can't we hear that? They came up with the talking points. That's what if they said that? That's what we do. That's what we do in the United States of America. We come up with talking points, even in tragic circumstances. So this was the road we took. So there's like a real disconnect. And there's a conflict with the reality and then what actually happened. But will it have any effect on the midterm elections? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see any crack in the midterm elections. Will it have an effect on Hillary Clinton when she runs for president? Could be. Could be that it's been answered and answered and answered and then gets pushed back. I think there'll be other things that'll bubble up. The more time that gets in between something, the harder it is. The harder it is to try to push it and push it and push it and push it. And he's not going to crack. And Carney's not going to leave the White House. There's 2 years left. He's going to ride this puppy out. So that's what happens. What does John Kerry say when he testifies and is asked about emails? He'll answer the questions because what does he know? He's the new Secretary of State, essentially, after what happened in Benghazi. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, things that'll perk up your ears that happened in the day. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to chat with my pal Andrew Sabo, and we're going to peel back the onion on a couple of the big stories, Nigeria and the women, the young girls that are being abducted by a crazy fringe, fanatical, Islamic group that were trained by Al-Qaeda, and what's happening with that, and that finally the eyes of the world are really focused on this, and now Nigeria has to step up. The president suddenly can't say, oh, we've done what we can, and now he's accepting the help that's being forced down his throat. And we'll talk about that in a couple of other things as well. In the meantime, a few odds and ends that hit my radar and I bet would definitely perk up all of your ears. Imagine this. You're driving along, feeling okay. It's a pretty decent day. Just had lunch with a friend. Maybe you shagged a few golf balls. No, maybe you went to play bingo, or perhaps you were shopping at that discount shoe store and grabbed up an extra pair of sneakers or two. Not the Michael Jordans that cost $500, but some other pair. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in a car wreck. All of a sudden, you've smashed off the side of the road, and it's stunning. Your car is on a steep hillside 50 yards from the highway. And it's just you. And you are hurt. You are hurt in that car. And you can't get to anybody. You can't get to the cell phone. And you're just trying, just brutally trying to hang on. Well, that happened to a Colorado woman. She was missing for 5 days. Family was panicked. Christine Hopkins, a single mother of four. She's missing. These kids are hysterical that nobody knows what happened. So, as her car dangled in the balance, as it was hanging 140 feet from 285, just north of a place called Fair Play, Finally, somebody found her. Finally. A man found her in the car, drove to the sheriff's office to report a car with a possible body inside. That's a good thing, but that was that many days. So she's in critical but stable condition, that's the good news, at a hospital in a place called Lakewood, Colorado. And the doctors couldn't save her feet because of the injuries, the severity of the injuries. So they had to say we're not going to be able to save the feet, and they had to do the amputations. But the good news is that she looks like she's going to survive this. And thank goodness that somebody stopped when they were driving by, because that's the other thing. You see a car all mangled up. You can't really see anyone in. Are you going to investigate that? Do you pull your car over and say, boy, that doesn't look right? And you jump out and you see something that's wrong. So they found her. That's the good thing. There was a fire. So a fireman treated her at the scene, and it looked like she had written notes on white portions of a red and white umbrella. She was trying to use it to signal people on the highway. She was trying desperately to do that, but had no luck. It said, please help, doors won't open, please help, bleeding, need a doctor. 6 days, no food, no water, please help. Oh my. She was dehydrated. The man spotted the car, stopped, because he was stopping to take pictures close to that curve. So when he went off the highway a little bit, he saw the car, walked down to it, and saw that there was somebody in it. I mean, this car was upside down in a heavily wooded kind of area and very, very steep. So they went, broke a window, and they were able to get her out. She was in and out of consciousness, but they saved her. They got her. And how awful is that? Her prognosis, you know, internal, external injuries, but they're pretty hopeful about that. Boy, that is just awful. I mean, that's an awful scenario. You're by yourself. You're in a more remote area. It doesn't seem that remote, but it is because of where the car ended up. And this mangled car, it is a miracle that they could even get this woman out of the car. I mean, a miracle. So scary to see that. Just thinking, like I said, put yourself in that situation. How many of you have been in a single car accident where you veered off of a road and it was a really remote area? And how'd you get out of it? Especially if you're severely hurt. Really tough. Now, here's another thing I think that would just send me off in a lot of different directions if I were related to anybody involved in this case. So here's the deal. A judge gave a defendant a 45-day sentence and 5 years of probation after implying that the victim was promiscuous. We're talking about a rape case. She could have sentenced him, this judge could have sentenced the defendant to 20 years in prison. He admitted to raping a 14-year-old girl in her high school. Judge Jeannie Howard said that she based the sentence in part on medical records indicating that the girl had 3 partners and had given birth. She said that the victim wasn't the victim she claimed to be, and the defendant is not your typical sex offender. Unfortunately, sometimes what happens in these cases is it discourages other victims from wanting to report rapes. And I don't think you can say if somebody had in this girl's case, because you don't know the family background or any of that, she's had other partners, and so she was promiscuous. Rape is rape. He raped her. He said, I raped her. In her high school. Boy, you would think, first of all, in high school, you would think that you'd be safe, but maybe that's naive on my part. But that she would feel, I mean, victims should feel protected when they come forward. So the guy in this case, Sir Young is his name, not the typical sex offender is what she says, was convicted of sexual assault of a child, a second-degree felony. And the community service that this judge sentenced him to? 250 hours of community service at a rape crisis center? You know what the center said? No, thank you, judge. No, we're not taking them. Are you kidding? We have no interest in that. I mean, that's insane. 250 hours of community service at a rape crisis center. I mean, that's pretty inappropriate to have a convicted rapist at a center that their sole purpose is to focus on survivors. I can't think of any organization that would say, well, that's okay. And how sad is this? I think this is a terrible story. Ridiculously light, this sentence. No matter what the background was. I mean, this judge should be under fire for what's happened here. And he's got to serve 24 hours in jail each year on October 4th, the date of the rape, during his probation. And he will be registered as a sex offender when he's released from the 45-day jail sentence. But this is ridiculous. They say that a new judge is going to oversee the case moving forward. And there's been a motion filed by the prosecutors to add more requirements to the probation. But what a devastating sentence. And the victim said that. I was shocked that a judge, someone trusted with the case, would go and find records and make allegations she knows nothing about. And then make that kind of a sentence. That's just a judge that doesn't get it. Just does not get it. And then you think of these other sentences that are so ridiculously skewed in the other direction. So that's not a fair, fair day in court. That's a terrible, terrible day in court. Imagine being in the courtroom and listening to that sentence. I think the whole place would gasp. Shocking. Shame on that judge. Let's hope people don't vote her back in again. That's a terrible, terrible judge. Stay with us. We're peeling back the onion next on America Tonight.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Well, once again, it's time for Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Saba, the marketing strategist and communications expert that we know and love. And boy, there is a lot to talk about, so let's get right to it. Hey, Andrew, Monica Lewinsky back in the news. She did a little bit of a new tell-all to Vanity Fair, saying that she was scapegoated and talked about a whole bunch of other things. So what do you think was at work here? Was it the Republican machine, the Democratic machine, or something else?
Well, I think it was kind of a perfect storm. This is one of those things where everybody can either take credit or everybody can disavow it, because there's advantages, disadvantages on all sides. I think people know that Monica Lewinsky has certainly had a hard time over the years. I mean, she's struggled, you know, getting jobs. She's tried many different things over the years, and more recently she has been involved in some charity work, which is, you know, good for her that she's finally found a place. Because obviously, you know, she did enter this. It was, and she did say in this Vanity, it hasn't been fully published yet, but the excerpts have been printed, and they say that this, you know, she admits this was a fully consensual affair. She was not abused. The only abuse that came, and I think everybody realized this, was after the affair, and she was made the scapegoat. And if we just rewind the tape back, I know it's been quite a while, but when she produced the blue dress, that's when all of a sudden the White House went from really vilifying her to trying to cozy up to her to keep her quiet, which seemed to work at the time. Anyway, so what's this new development? So obviously the Monica is at some level trying to I think she suffered to some degree, but there's been a lot of talk that this is was driven by the Republicans. I don't think it's been driven by either side, but both sides can have some level of benefit. But I think actually the people who stand to gain the most is Hillary Clinton. The fact mm-hmm. that it's coming out now, a full 2 years plus before the election, this kind of gets it out of the way. If we look at some of the strategy of the Democrats, you look at Benghazi, They said, well, this is old news. I mean, that happened, you know, as we know, a year and a half ago. And,
sure.
And we've had now the, you know, we talked about it last week, obviously, and the Democrats saying, well, this is conspiracy, this is old news, nobody's interested. To some degree, they're right, because we live in an age of you know, instant news, Twitter, Facebook. You know, people are acting in the a level of immediacy and in the moment. So stories that are even a year old are considered to be old news. So I think what's going to happen is this will actually play to Hillary's advantage, because this comes out now. And as a result, when come the election time, this will be considered way old news. This has already been discussed. It'll go through the process here in the next few weeks, with the Vanity Fair coming out on the 8th, and in a couple of days, and within a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, in fact, probably even by the midterm elections, it'll be forgotten about, and they'll use the strategy just like they will with Benghazi. This is old news. Why are we rehashing old news? So
yeah.
I think Hillary actually stands to. So that's my peeling back the onion on this one.
Yeah, I agree with you as far as Hillary's concerned, because I think, personally, when I saw it, I was like, I don't care about Monica Lewinsky. Who cares? If I was a Republican strategist, I don't really see a big, giant win in this. I really don't, because I think even Republicans, it's like, whatever, it's the punchline joke. It was even a joke at the White House Correspondents' Center, so there's always going to be the Scar jokes and Clinton jokes and all of that, but I don't think that it really does anything to help the Republicans. But Hillary Clinton, it's not going to hurt her, and especially having it all come out now. So I'll be curious to see what other things, I will say that Monica Lewinsky has to say. Now, you and I have talked about this before, the Keystone Pipeline. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, said, you know, there was this big push, and it looked like a lot of Democrats, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, he was really pushing for this. I thought this was going to go through, and all of a sudden, the demands for the votes on the amendments to this that was tied to an energy efficiency bill, they're saying, forget about it. This could doom the whole consideration of the Keystone XL pipeline. So it goes down. It gets scuttled. And that's too bad, because the Senate voted 79-20 to limit debate on that bill. But this is part of that whole Keystone pipeline thing. So it looks like the decision to authorize construction of it has gone again up in flames, even though it passed all the environmental studies, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is, and I'll be honest, I'm not quite sure what exactly to make of this. Again, this kind of goes against what we were talking about, again, I think last week, because I think, you know, we were talking about from the Canadians' point of view.
Yeah.
And they fully expected this at some point, that this is really a political game that's being played out here. I still think that's true. I think this is an issue of time, and I think there's a lot of posturing at this point in time still, and there's a kind of I think it's still political posturing, and of course this must frustrate everybody involved in this. I mean, it could be that this will be put on hold until after the midterms. I mean, I think if this is an issue, inevitably this has to happen. I mean, I don't know what you think. This is an issue of time. Would it sooner or later? I think we all thought this was going to happen a little bit sooner, even though it's been delayed now. I don't know how many times. I think I just see this as one more delay, but eventually this will have to take place. There's just too much at stake for the United States. And I think, you know, for it to become energy, you know, independent, which would be a very powerful position. I mean, but again, there's other people who don't want to see that from the United States. So that could be that element coming into play again.
Yeah, midterm elections, all of that. I think it's just a big shuffle and trying to hide for cover behind earmarks or whatever the excuse is, tying amendments to bills, whatever they can use to deep freeze it. I think that's what the deal was. And Manchin thought that wasn't the case, but apparently he was definitely wrong on that. He didn't realize the politics, I think, involved. The other thing is, you and I have talked about this, but it's worth bringing this up because Thursday this happens. The House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, says he fully expects the House to hold the former IRS official Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress on Thursday. And he hopes, and this is the key word, hopes Attorney General Eric Holder follows up on it, which I don't think he will. But it still is putting her on the spot. Remember, when she was called up to the Hill twice before, she pleaded the fifth. I think this IRS thing is going to hang around. I don't know that this one dies. If I were running the Republican Party, I would push this to the limit, because why not? People don't, they already don't like the three dreaded letters, and then this makes people even more skeptical. Even those independents don't like it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's, you're onto a good point here, Kate. Let's face it, who likes the IRS? Nobody. I don't care what side of the party you're on, left or right, conservative or Democrat, independent, we all hate the IRS. So this is something that we can all agree on. And I think there is, you know, something about this whole aspect of also the secrecy, the fact she's taking the fifth. It looks really bad. This is bad TV. It makes the IRS look. I mean, this just basically plays into everybody's perception of the IRS, that they hold themselves above the law. So I think it's going to be interesting here, because there is a call by a number of Democrats saying, you know, House Democratic leaders are urging their members to vote against holding her in contempt. And that, I think, that could play against some of, I don't think they realize what they're doing here, because that could be held against them. And if I'm running against somebody in elections in the midterm, I can point to that. Look, here it is. We don't hold them like the IRS. Here's somebody holding themselves above the law, and your elected official voted not to hold that person accountable. I mean, I think that's a very dangerous play by the Democrats. I think they're making a strategic mistake there, and that will kick. I think that will bite some of those Democrats in the backside come the elections in November.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. All right, so we have just a couple minutes left, but I'm going to just say, listen, I applaud this. The U.S. is going to send a team to Nigeria. That they have these schoolgirls that have been kidnapped, more schoolgirls than you can imagine. I guess a gunman kidnapped 8 from a village near one of the Islamist strongholds in northeast Nigeria. This happened overnight, and they were begging the United States for help. And I say bravo that there's help at hand, and why not? They were trying to embarrass the government before a World Economic Forum on Africa. And I think that, meaning Nigeria, and I think this is a smart thing for the U.S. to do. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. There was 8 more girls moving up. I think the numbers now, close to 200 schoolgirls
crazy.
Have been abducted in the last month by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. And you know, you can see them boasting about that. They're looking to sell. The numbers are a little bit dug that up, but on Monday he was saying that he's going to sell 230 girls from that school on the 14th of April. This is something that obviously internationally everybody's outraged at. And of course I think it would be foolish for the U.S. Their absence would be conspicuous. They really have no choice but to get involved. So I'm glad to see that, they didn't vacillate on this. They sent the team into Nigeria. And I guess it's a combination of military law enforcement and other agencies that are going in to identify where, in fact, these girls might be. And I think this is one of those things that, this is one of the things where I do agree with President Obama. You know, he described it as being heartbreaking, outrageous, obviously denounced Boko Haram. And I think everybody around the globe would agree he's probably one of the worst regional sort of terrorist
gangs that are out there.
Yeah, so yeah. I think
bravo.
The whole internet community is mobilized, and I think we're going to see an end to this.
Yep, I do too. All right, we got to fly. We're up against it. Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. Thanks.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Boy, we have some interesting numbers from you. I think actually some pretty mind-bending numbers, I want to call it that. One is the situation in Russia, where in the midst of what's going on in the Ukraine, Putin has time to say, you know what, we don't like profanity here, so we're going to curb profanity. He signed a law that restricted the use of swearing in the arts, which he says is to reinforce traditional values in Russia. The law doesn't really spell out what constitutes foul language. However, if they decide it's foul language, the fine could be from 2,000 rubles, which is $56 for a person, to as high as 100,000 rubles for legal entities, like people who are making movies and whatnot. Another law signed Monday is with bloggers with more than 3,000 daily page views who are subject to hefty fines for using profanity beginning in August. How do you enforce that law? We'll get back to you on that one. I think it'd be pretty tough to enforce, but it's interesting that they now have this as a law on the books in Russia. How about that? All right, speaking of things that are buggy, the iPhone, for all of its wizardry, has a problem. Apple says it encrypts email attachments you receive on your iPhone or iPad, but it doesn't, according to a security researcher. A German security expert discovered that anyone in possession of your Apple device might be able to access files sent to you through the email, even if your phone is locked with a passcode. Oh, and the passcode is supposed to be the thing that saves you, since they released their new software in 2010, that your files are guarded with that extra layer of security. Is there any such thing as real security anymore? Let's be serious about that. So they found out that in this lab in Germany, they tested the flaw in an iPhone 4, an iPhone 5S, and an iPad 2. And he said he reached out to this German scientist, reached out to the company, and they told him they were already aware of the problem. But when they issued a software update, it didn't include a fix. Hey, we're aware of the problem, but it's too much of a pain in the rear end, so we're not going to do it. So be on your way. But watch out. There's a good chance that hackers could jump in on your action, and so that's not good, because if hackers manage to grab your phone, they hook it up to a computer, they bypass the passcode that locks your device, they shouldn't be able to read the files, but guess what? They can. You know, you think it's a jumbled mess of letters. If you unlock the whole phone, you get it. So in other words, we're back to the same old thing. You just can't lose your phone, right? Just can't lose your phone. If you do, and it's got email and everything else on it, unless you have an old-fashioned flip phone, well, then they're going to get everything that's on your phone. That's what happens. All right, this was a crazy story. How about this driver that followed a motorcade into a secure area of the White House on Tuesday afternoon? It happened around 4:30-ish in the afternoon. He came into a restricted area behind a motorcade that included the president's two daughters who go to a school near the White House. Obama was actually in the White House at the time. He was meeting with the Secretary of State, John Kerry. So the driver was stopped by police officers at the outer perimeter of a checkpoint at 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, and they took him into custody. The Secret Service later said it was a 55-year-old man, Matthew Goldstein, who was charged with unlawful entry. And they, you know, they said that the driver had a pass for the U.S. Secretary or U.S. Treasury building, which sits next to the White House there on Pennsylvania Avenue. And about 1 hour after it started, journalists inside the White House were told that there was a lockdown and that then the lockdown had been lifted. So they locked down the White House with this minor breach, and then there's confusion as to what the guy was doing there in the first place. And this has happened before. There was a lockdown after a guy tried to jump the White House fence. There was a lockdown when a woman drove a black Infiniti with her one-year-old inside into a security barrier, and the Secret Service officer near the White House that was out there. So there have been a couple of times where, and I remember that story, there have been a couple of times where things like this have happened. It's twins again. What are the odds of that? Roger Federer, famous tennis star, getting ready for all the big events, becomes a father again. Now a father of four because he and his wife, Mirka, had twins, but this time a pair of boys. That's kind of cool, actually. So they have two little girls, and now they have two little boys. Twins must run in the family that they were able to, that they had twins again, I would think, unless there's something else going on here. But they're still pretty young, in their 30s. And the girls were born just a couple of years ago. So there you go, adding to the family, four. Wonder if among the four of them, you would imagine, you could only imagine that they'd probably just casually pick up tennis, but I wonder if there's any future great tennis players in that mix, because she was a pretty decent tennis player when she was still playing, certainly not to the level of Roger Federer, but she could play. We move on to this story, and it's about the climate report. The climate report that just came out of the White House is another version of War and Peace. If only you have time to read it, you're going to spend a lot of time reading it. There were some interesting things in the middle of it, big chunks of information, because this was 4 years in the making. But the document itself, the assessment, is over 850 pages. 850 pages. Boy, that is a lot. That's a tomb. That's epic. That is a lot of paper. And, you know, they print these things out, and you can't even lift them. When they hand them out, they hand them out to Congress, or they hand them out at the White House, or somebody's there at the briefing and holds it up. You need, like, two people to hold it up. It's crazy how big that book was, because they put it, like, in book form. Crazy. How about this? A subway driver retiring after 41 years below the Capitol. That's a long time to have one job. I bet most of the people listening to America Tonight have not had a job for 41 years. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody listening has had that. Congratulations if you've held onto a job that long. Usually the average now is 5-6 years even, if you're lucky and you get to 5 or 6 years and you're jumping to something else. So this guy's name was Darryl Chappelle, and after 41 years, and he operates the Senate subway car, he's served longer than any current member of the Senate and all but two members of the House, and came to the job not too long after he got out of high school in 1972. So first he was a worker with the Knight Labor Division, then he moved to his second job and final job as the subway driver mechanic. So he's been the guy. He operates the train cab. And what is his task? He carries senators back and forth from the Capitol to their office buildings because it's so big. How many trips do you think he's made? He thinks, I mean, he doesn't know for sure, but he thinks 130,000 times. That's just amazing. 130,000 times. It's amazing 41 years that he's been doing it. So think of everything that he's gone through. The Cold War, Watergate scandal, the Clinton era, September 11th, a lot of historic events. He would have been in the middle of all of that. Pretty cool. And they say that, they sort of honored him on the Hill, which is pretty cool. That subway driver job has to be a little monotonous, shuttling back and forth, but apparently it's good enough for him, and did it for 41 years. Wonder if he overheard any good conversations. I bet he did. I bet he overheard a few good conversations. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.